this year we've got over 200 pieces of legislation that we're following, but our core components are really going to be the ballot initiatives, paid family leave, minimum wage, the sales tax reduction, and the nurse patient ratio bill. So those are really, most of our focus are going to be on those four ballot initiatives.
And where, what's the chamber's position on those?
I think when it comes to paid family and medical leave, we want to do the right thing and our employers want to do the right thing. The hard thing for us is most of them already are. So to mandate them to do less in some instances, we don't think is the right thing. I think it's also going to be a challenge for our small businesses who necessarily can't afford the level of benefits that the state is mandating. So, but we're going to find a solution.
And the other one you mentioned, of course, is the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
I think we'd take a look at that and maybe see if we can do a more gradual increase, because again, it's going to really hit our retail sector.
So a phased-in approach to that is something that the business community might be interested in.
Yeah, I think we'd like to stretch it out to maybe 2023, just to give a little bit more time to get up to that level.
The tax questions, reducing the sales tax, implementing an annual sales tax holiday for one weekend in August. The chamber's position on that?
I think it's great that we have the tax-free weekend. It really spurs our economy and helps the small business and the retailers. But we really need to do our research and analysis on the impact to the budget. That's a lot of money that's going to be taken out of the state budget. And I don't know if the state budget can actually sustain that.
It's something the Retailers Association has argued hard for. You know, the brick and mortar businesses, they say, are really being killed, not just from New Hampshire now, which has been sales tax free for a long time, but also the internet sales, the majority of which are sales tax free. And I know there's got to be a lot of retailers who are members of the chamber. They must have strong feelings about that question.
They do. And I think that's where we really need to find a balance. We need to fund education. We need to fund transportation. We need to fund infrastructure. Mass health is taking most of the money out of the state budget. So to not have any additional income coming in and to take that sales tax out of the budget is really going to hinder the future of the Commonwealth.
And the last one you mentioned, the so-called millionaires tax that would put the 1% surcharge on annual incomes over $1 million. It's being litigated currently in front of the SJC, so we don't know for sure whether it will be on the November ballot. But assuming that it is, what would the chamber's position on that be?
I mean, our position all along on the graduated income tax is that it's just merely challenges the core values of our Constitution, and that we really shouldn't be legislating through a constitutional amendment. We should actually leave that up to the legislature to do.
I know the chamber periodically surveys its members to get their concerns, and in years past, the top concerns have fluctuated between health care costs and the costs of energy. Is that pretty much the same thing we're looking at now?
Yeah, our top three concerns are health care costs, energy costs, and workforce, and finding and retaining top talent.
In workforce, you mean the what we've frequently referred to as the skills gap,
yes,
where there are lots of jobs seekers, but they don't match up.
They don't match up.